Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Wednesday, it's a hump day, and we're talking with John Fanta, the man, NBC Sports. He coined three-win Wilson.
Yes, he did.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
What'd you do, Wilson? You called Gabriel Gobbler?
No, that's not how it happened.
It's Gobblers with, it's an S. There's
yeah,
an
it's
S
a Gobblers, and Go I didn't coin them that.
Oh.
It was suggested as a name for Gabriel fans, and then we just thought, well, what, Gabriel guys? Okay, that's nondescript. Gabriel Gobblers, it's, we're also coming up on Thanksgiving. It just had a whole flair to it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, if there is a crew of people, honestly, that are in that class, then I got to be real with you. They deserve the term gobblers. So for that, I'm with you now. I am with you all the way.
Yeah, what are we insulting?
We
like, you're insulting like four people.
We got a guy. His name's Brian with an I.
Brian, that's right. We searched high and low trying to find Gabriel Gobblers. We got one.
Yeah. Between us three, we represent more helpings at the Thanksgiving table than there should be humans in the Gabriel Gobblers group.
All right, let's get to Shedeur Sanders. How are we feeling about start number one? How are we feeling about what we saw in the Baltimore game?
Well, how am I feeling about start number one? I'm glad that it's happening because all of the discourse and the talk and the back and forth. Look, he gets a week's worth of reps. He has an elite defense with him, and he's playing a team that is right there with the Browns in terms of being an embarrassment and right there in the basement with them with the power out. So you got two of these teams battling in Las Vegas. So look, the circumstances are about as good as you could ask for after being rough on Sunday. Like, let's be real here. When you're staring at the Baltimore Ravens defense, When your first start in the second half, and now it's known, you know, you haven't gotten reps with the second team, and you're looking at, you know, Kyle Hamilton and a Roquan Smith and everybody that Baltimore's got, compared to this Sunday, this is a different type of game and a much better set of circumstances. That being said, you got to go in there Sunday and show something, because this past Sunday you showed nothing. And I'm not here to then make a final judgment on him and say he's awful, he's this, he's that. He made a throw that almost got caught for a touchdown and could have very well changed everything. My brain, fellas, is this. I'm wiping this past Sunday clean. I would do it with any rookie quarterback that got inserted in those circumstances. I didn't think he looked good, but I understand the circumstances. I'm glad this Sunday is happening so that we can watch what a week of prep for this kid against a bad football team with the defense that he's got, you know, with the kicker that appears to be actually making field goals now. Like, let's watch what happens under this situation on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to it. It gives me it gives us more of a reason to be interested in this football team than anything that we've had the past 8 weeks.
Yeah, no question about that one, John. Let me ask you, how much will the week of prep do you feel like help Shedeur?
Well, better, and it should, and I think it will help him. Because here's my thing, guys. And I know what the counter argument to this could be, so if you make it, we could talk about that. But I was thinking about this when Shedeur was named the starter for this Sunday. I instantly thought of Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and I thought of P.J. Walker. Not because I think Shedeur Sanders is those guys, but I thought of Kevin Stefanski, albeit with more talent on his offense. That's where I see the counter-argument potentially. But a defense that wasn't playing as well as this one is, this defense played as well as any defense in the league. That's what's a shame. What a damn shame this is that this football team only has two wins, because their defense, they are wasting the primes of multiple careers right now. But the prep to me is good, because in my mind, if Kevin Stefanski, and no matter how much you feel about him, it's not like when he had Dorian Thompson-Robinson and P.J. Walker, the offense looked like a work of art with those guys. But what I do know is this: the Browns won games against greater teams and a not as good defense, the possessing not as good of a defense, and they beat some teams along the road the past couple of seasons prior to this one and the last one, where you would say, how the hell did they just win that football game? And they found a way to win. And at some point, Walker or DTR made a play or two extra and figured it out. Sanders is set up here. He's set up to win this football game. Like, the Browns can absolutely win this game. The Raiders are not good. They're playing. They look checked out. Now, you could argue the same about the Browns at times. But the Browns didn't play that way on Sunday. They didn't play like a checked out football team. Like, you could hate whatever you want with this football team, but they did. I did not notice any lack of effort in trying to win that game. So the week should be helpful, and there is body of work before this with worse quarterbacks that says that this is a game that the Browns can win. And what happens if Sanders makes enough plays and gets a win under his belt? And, oh, you've still got more weeks on your schedule. You still got more games on your schedule. Like, I do take the approach of, if he's able to find a way, I don't care how you do it, this league is really hard to win in. If he's able to find a way to win his first start, all right, then you go off that and you build off of that. Like, I want to give this kid the real shot on Sunday, because what else do the Browns have to do this season? You know, there's nothing else to gain from this season. Gabriel's not their long-term quarterback. Find out if this kid's got anything that says that he could be that type of thing. Do I think that he is? I personally don't, but I'm willing to give him the shot and want to see it play out on Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
John, is there anything Shedeur can do, let's say starts the rest of the season, that can make the Browns not draft a quarterback in April?
There's nothing that Shedeur can do that says to me that the Browns are not going to draft a quarterback. Now, you didn't ask me when. So are you saying definitive first round when you're asking this question, Nick?
Sure.
Yeah, I think that he would have to... He'd have to get to a level that even his biggest fans, I think, would be surprised by. You know, never say never, but I would say no. There's nothing that Shedeur Sanders is going to do in the coming weeks that will keep the Browns from doing what they need to do, and that is draft a quarterback and continue to try to draft quarterbacks until they nail their quarterback selection. Because here's the other thing. When you've had 42 starting quarterbacks since 1999, like, he's going to have to be at a level that we haven't seen from a kid his age, from a guy his age at the position. And logic tells me that's just not going to happen. So, and it's not even a knock against him. This roster's terrible on offense. The roster, it's like watching a high school game. Like the offensive weapons are Quinshon Judkins is having a really nice season, and he's doing a great job, averaging 3.9 yards a carry, because the offensive line is as bad as I've seen. So I'm taking that into account too. Like Nick and JP, when mm-hmm. I'm evaluating Gabriel or Sanders, that's why I'm saying there's nothing that there's another reason too. Like it's going to be hard for Shador to do a ton with this limited of an offense, which tells me they're still going to draft a quarterback. It also tells me that the general manager should still lose his job, because somehow he thought that drafting a quarterback in rounds 3 and 5 was a smart option. And when you look at the offense and you look at their lack of stability on the offensive line and more, how could you have possibly drafted 2 quarterbacks in rounds 3 and 5 when you have every opportunity to try to better offense in so many areas where you could have done it? And he didn't do it. And now every single week, at times it doesn't matter who's under center, because the offense around these people is so bad.
Yeah, John, you're right about that. And I think it's important to note as we keep going about how bad the offensive line is, how bad the wide receivers are. Let me ask you, though, if I were to give you the choices of Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, we'll throw Bailey Zappe in there as well. We might as well. And then Deshaun Watson, who gets the most starts the rest of the season for the Browns?
Man, I am going to say Dylan Gabriel comes out of the concussion protocol and probably ends up being the guy that answers that question with most starts. Because I just think that there's a part of me, it's very clear where Kevin Stefanski's allegiances lie. It is very clear. And that if Gabriel had cleared concussion protocol, that he would be your guy. My gut says with this limited of an offense, all right, it's not even all on Shador Sanders. I think there's a lot of good NFL quarterbacks that would still not look very good with the guys up front. But my intuition says, even though I don't really see the upward trajectory at this point, I hope Sanders does well enough that he earns himself another start. That's where my headspace is at. But what do I think is going to happen? What I think is going to happen is we're going to see some mistakes from a 5th-round pick, and we're going to get the head coach's brain goes to this other rookie has 7 touchdowns to 2 picks. I know what you all think of him. I don't think he's an NFL quarterback myself, but I think the coach likes the fact that in his mind he doesn't really turn the ball over. I think that's going to be a problem with him and Shador Sanders. And I still, if I was voting, I would vote Gabriel on that answer.
John, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. I've got my popcorn ready. Sunday afternoon for a 2-win football team, it'll be entertaining.
It's always entertaining, except when Dylan Gabriel's starting. John Fanta there, NBC Sports, Cleveland's very own. Potentially, Ignatius is next head coach. Nobody knows. Nobody knows for sure. On the Fan Hotline, we'll react to what he had to say. And somebody on the station thinks Shador Sanders will suck on Sunday. Do you agree?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.